Here's a really cool thing that if I could jump on a plane and go to Kelowna, BC, that's where I want to be tonight. There is an event happening in Kelowna, British Columbia this evening, and it's going to have a 100% Manitoba vibe to it. It's the fourth annual Winnipeg Social, and money raised from this event will go towards a really good cause. The social is the brainchild of former Winnipeg resident Julie Massey, who now lives in Kelowna, and she is on the line with us right now, and I don't believe she's using a payphone. Hello, Julie.
Hey, good morning, Clay. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So how did this all come about, having a sort of a Manitoba social out in BC?
Well, it started off when my late husband, Augustino Massey, and I moved to Kelowna, and we opened a fine dining Italian restaurant when we moved here, and we started meeting all kinds of people from Winnipeg that have retired here or moved here. And he always wanted to do an evening and get together all of our Winnipeg folks that we were meeting. And he never got the chance to do that because he passed away in 2010 from prostate cancer. And so I just wanted to carry this on and honor him, raise some money and awareness for prostate cancer, and also do a Winnipeg social, which is not really well known here in British Columbia, but it certainly is well known to all of these Winnipeg people that live here. So we're getting together all of these great Winnipeg folks, and there's many more people coming to the social and learning about what a social is all about, raising money for a great cause.
One of my best friends lives in Kelowna, and he's told me he's going there tonight. So what's on the agenda? Are you going to have, like, Winnipeg bands there, you know, social-type food, that sort of thing?
Oh, my gosh, Clay. We have got some fantastic Winnipeg musicians. They're all from Winnipeg. And they've lived there at one time or other and moved out to the valley here in the Okanagan Valley. We've got Bob Silversides. We've got Jimmy Lagoo. We've got Ken Hetherington, which a lot of you would know in Winnipeg, Diane Hetherington's brother. And he's got a group called the Zamboni Brothers. They're playing. I'll be singing. There's John Delaney, who used to live in Winnipeg and do a lot of work on TV and radio. Vicky Nish, she's originally from Manitoba as well. So we've got a fantastic band, Harvey Kostenchuk, who played for years in Winnipeg. We've also got a lot of great wineries throughout the valley here that have donated some wine, and we're doing a wine pull. So for $20, you can possibly win a $40 or $50 bottle of wine, and that's helping to raise money. We've got a Winnipeg Jets jersey that we're raffling off, and Winnipeg food. We've got the Winnipeg rye. We've got pierogies. We've got the kubasaw. We've got the pickles, the cheese, you know, the whole nine yards.
Boy, it's making me hungry right now. And the money raised, as you pointed out at the beginning, it's for a good cause.
Well, the proceeds from tonight will be all going towards the prostate cancer supportive group here right in our community. And my husband used to go to the supportive group. And, you know, it's a fantastic group where you can learn a lot about prostate cancer if you are a person that, you know, gets diagnosed with it. And there's just so much literature and so much help. And the group, there's a bunch of guys that go twice a month, and it's a great supportive group. So they need funds to keep things going, and so I am creating this evening just to raise all the funds to go there.
All right. So if there's anyone listening to this right now, maybe they're in Winnipeg, and just by coincidence, they're going to be traveling to Kelowna later today. Where and what time does this social get going?
Well, it's going to be at the Kelowna Curling Club, and that's right downtown in Kelowna. It's on Recreation Avenue, and it starts at, the doors open at 7:15. The band starts at 8 o'clock. If you cannot make it to the social, but you do still want to donate, you could go to our website, which is a Winnipeg Social www.thefoodbank.ca, and it'll take you to the link where you could actually donate if you'd like. We have that website going. We have our Facebook page, which is Winnipeg Social 2018. You could see us there and find out all the information there as well. But if you can't make it, you certainly can still donate to a great cause. But gosh, we'd sure love to see you if you're going to be in town and want to come and party with us. We'd love to have you there.
All right. Thank you for this, Julie.
Well, thank you, Clay, so much for having me on, and I really appreciate the chat. And hopefully you can make it to our social next year.
Hey, I'll definitely try to do that. We've been talking with Julie Massey, who is the organizer of the Winnipeg Social in Kelowna. It's 8:42.